Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Don't Let Your Ex Do This To You. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Don't Let Your Ex Do This To You. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely be trying to please your dumper. But you need to make sure that they don't cross the line and abuse this power. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three things that you shouldn't let your ex do to you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is fool me twice. So as the saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Now when we're talking about fooling you twice, when we're talking about making sure that your ex doesn't do this to you, in the context of quote unquote fooling you twice, what I'm referring to today is regarding relationship dynamics. So this is a situation where, for instance, you and your now ex have sadly separated. They've ended the relationship. They lost romantic emotional attraction. And when it hit the necessary low point, they ended your connection. Now, beyond this point, you were wanting your ex back. You were feeling somewhat needy. You were feeling somewhat desperate. You were feeling like you would do anything to get your ex back into this relationship. And this might include trying to go around the situation a bit differently than perhaps you should. If you want a long-term committed relationship, that is the only dynamic you should be accepting. Too many dumpees accept dynamics that they're not actually looking for. For instance, this could be platonic friendship. Sometimes a dumpee will be told by their ex the dumper, look, we can be friends. I'm not feeling romantic towards you right now, but we can still be friends. And you as a dumpee might be thinking, well, that's not a bad idea, because if I'm their friend, I can stay connected. I can stay in their orbit, and slowly but surely, I can get them back on side and into a relationship. Now, sadly, this is very unlikely to be the case. Getting stuck in the friend zone when you're a dumpee is very challenging to escape. It's very challenging to change the dynamic back to a romantic relationship. Now, as a dumpee, you're probably thinking, well, we've got all of these romantic and intimate memories. Surely this can give me an edge in getting my ex back into a romantic relationship. Well, yes and no. Yes, you have these memories together. Yes, there is a possibility that this could happen and work in your favour. But more likely, your ex the dumper is going to use the dynamic in the way that they want. If they've lost romantic emotional attraction, you've got to understand, they're not seeing you as a long-term romantic option. And if they're offering you platonic friendship, what this means is that they see you as a platonic friend. They see the value in your connection. They see the value in you as a platonic friend and not a romantic partner. So just because you've got these intimate memories together, sadly your ex the dumper is not thinking, viewing or feeling those thoughts and feelings right now. They're seeing the platonic side. Now this could be for various potential reasons. Maybe you've grown apart. Maybe perhaps you're no longer the version of yourself that your ex first met. Maybe you've declined in your health and fitness, for instance, and your ex the dumper doesn't feel romantically attracted to you in the physical sense anymore. I'm not saying this is all your fault, but I'm just saying that's a possibility as for why someone would want platonic friendship, but nothing more at this stage. Again, you've got to realise that escaping the friend zone from this position is almost impossible unless your ex the dumper starts to feel those intimate and romantic thoughts towards you again. Now, there is an opposite side of a coin here of when your ex the dumper might be saying, well, we can be casual. You know, for whatever reason, I don't want to be committed. I don't want to be in a long-term committed relationship just between us, but we can have a casual friends with benefits. Again, dumpies sometimes think, well, okay, this is good. We can be intimate. I can be in their orbit. And if they're enjoying their time with me in an intimate sense, then maybe I can get them back into a long-term committed relationship. Now, unfortunately, again, this is unlikely to be the case because your ex of a dumper has seen you in this regard as somebody that they feel very connected to in an intimate way. Yes, they find you physically attractive, but for whatever reason, they don't see you as a long-term committed partner in a romantic relationship. So it's almost the opposite to the friend zone. In the friend zone, they just want platonic with you. In a friends with benefits, they only want intimacy with you. If you're a dumpy and you want your ex back into a long-term committed romantic relationship, you can't be accepting either of these situations. Now, I appreciate it can be difficult. I can appreciate that you might try to navigate through friends with benefits or navigate through platonic friendship to get your ex back. And this is why point number one is called fool me twice. This is why point number one is when I'm saying don't let your ex do this to you. Don't let them fool you twice. And that's because I appreciate you might give this a go. You might give this a try one time. You know, you might have a situation where you accept platonic friendship. You might have a situation where you accept friends with benefits. But if and when you realize this is not transitioning into what you actually want, you need to cut this off. You can be respectful, you can be polite, it doesn't have to be an argument, but you need to let them know that you're only looking for long-term romantic dating, moving into a relationship. And if and when you make that decision, you can't be fooled again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And that is why you can't let your ex do this to you. Yes, it's understandable you might try this for once, but when you realize it's unlikely to help your cause, you need to make sure you don't let them trick you and fool you again via the relationship dynamic that they request. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is punish you. So when we're speaking about don't let your ex do this to you, something really important is that you don't let your ex the dumper punish you. Now, for whatever reason, some dumpers feel that they can wield their power in this way. Now, most of the time, this might be connected to a situation where they believe their dumpy has wronged them. Maybe you as a dumpy did something, i.e. cheating, and therefore your partner became your ex by action for breakup because you cheated on them. And now they're feeling very vengeful. They're feeling very much like they feel that you owe them something. Now, although you do need to apologize, although you do need to prove yourself as somebody who can be trusted, this doesn't mean that you should accept being punished time and time and time again. Yes, you're probably going to have difficult conversations. Yes, you're probably going to have to make promises. Yes, you're probably going to have to prove yourself in natural, understandable, realistic and reasonable ways. But you shouldn't be punished. It doesn't matter what you've done. If you want your ex back, you can't be accepting some type of deal where you end up being punished for it. Now, there could be various ways your ex the dumper says, look, we can get back together, but only if I do this to you, or only if you do this, or only if this, only if that. If it's not reasonable, if it's not respectful, if it's not something where you can go, okay, look, I understand I've got to prove that I'm somebody they can trust. Yes, those lines can be looked at and understood, but not something where you can honestly believe that they're punishing you. You know, two wrongs do not make a right. Now, somewhat connected to punishing you is controlling you. And it's the same thing. You should not let your ex the dumper control you. It doesn't matter if you wronged them for them to end the relationship. It doesn't now mean that you get back into a relationship where they control you. It's not healthy. It's not going to help. Two wrongs do not make a right. Now, maybe you didn't do anything wrong. Maybe you were dumped for a different reason and your ex-dumper has come back into your life. You really want to be back with them and they feel that they can wield their power to punish you or control you anyway, even though you've done absolutely nothing wrong. Not that even if you did do something wrong, that gives them a right, but especially if you've done absolutely nothing wrong, you need to be wary of some dumpers trying to use their power and think, okay, my dumpy wants me back. They're almost on their hands and knees, metaphorically, to try and get us back together. And therefore, I can say what I want. I can do what I want. I can ask them to do what I want. I can tell them to do what I want. No. You know, as a dumpy, you need to maintain your level of self-respect. You need to maintain your dignity. And if you want your ex back, it has to be on an even footing. Just because they dumped you, it doesn't mean that they are all powerful. It doesn't mean that they are all right. It doesn't mean that everything they do is good and everything you do is bad. And it doesn't mean you should be begging and pleading. Yes, there might be situations where you need to apologize for something. But if you do, you do it once, maybe twice, and that's it. If they can't accept it, if they don't believe in you, then that's up to them. But they should not be in a romantic relationship with you. You can't live your life in a way where your ex of a dumper feels it's appropriate to punish you and or control you. It's not healthy. It's not right. It won't make either of you happy, and it will not last into a long-term loving relationship forevermore. It will cause more problems. It will be a scenario where there is a lot of trauma involved, a lot of negativity, and also a lot of toxicity. Okay? So don't fall into that trap. Don't let your ex-bedumper do this to you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about don't let your ex do this to you. And point number three is use you. So somewhat similar, but very, very different as well, is the fact that your ex-bedumper might try and use you. Now, although you might kind of say, well, is that just control? Is that punishing you? Very, very slight similarities, but there are some big differences. And what I mean by this is that some dumpers will try and use their dumpy to help them in ways that the dumpy does not need to be involved in. Okay, maybe the dumper is doing this in an innocent way. Sadly and often, they're not. Sadly and often, again, they're using their power of their position. But if your ex-bedumper has ended the relationship, if they become your dumper, then they've lost gold membership of you. You are not somebody who is going to go out of your way to support your dumper anymore. Now, this doesn't mean you can't be reasonable and respectful and kind. This doesn't mean that in the case of an emergency, you're not going to help. But you've got to use your common sense. If somebody ends your relationship and then asks you if you can come round to their house and build up some furniture for them, you need to be thinking to yourself, is this something I really need to be doing? Is this something I should be doing? Is it an emergency? Do they need my help because it is a life or death situation? Or alternatively, are they just trying to use the fact that I love them to their advantage? Now again, some dumpers might do this almost innocently, but some dumpers, and I would say sadly the majority in this regard, would probably be doing it because they know you as a dumpy want them back, and you as a dumpy would do anything for them. Now, as a dumpy, you might think, well, this could be my in. This could be my chance, my opportunity to get into the orbit of my ex, showcase that I'm a good person, and try and get them back. Now, look, only you can make that choice. Only you can make that decision. Only you can look at the scenario at hand and decide if it's worth you helping out, or whether you politely make your excuses as for why you can't be doing it. You know, I'm not saying be rude. I'm just saying be sensible. Now, remember point number one. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And again, this connects to point number three. Maybe they ask you a favour and you actually do it for them. But you quickly realise that unless they want something, they're not going to talk to you. Unless they want something, they don't want you around. You quickly see and understand that they don't actually want to get into a relationship with you. They just want to use you. And if you come to that conclusion, you need to make sure that they don't fool you twice. Now, using you isn't just about asking you to come round and build something, fix something, look after somebody, help something, this, that, or the other. It could also, and sadly, is often involving money. Hey, is there any chance you can lend me some money? I really need it. Now, if you receive such a text from your dumper, you need to be thinking to yourself, again, is this an absolute emergency? Is this life or death? Is this something which is my responsibility? Now, what I can say is that it's very unlikely to be your responsibility. If they've ended a relationship with you, it's very unlikely indeed. Now, if you have children together, maybe this is something which is connected to your child, or even if it's not directly connected to your child, maybe the fact that your ex can't live their life in a certain way because they need something, they can't afford something, and therefore the byproduct of such will affect your child. Maybe this is something where you do think, okay, I need to do this. So again, you've got to use your common sense. However, I would suggest most of the time, it's not your responsibility. And if your ex-dumper is asking you for money, well, shame on them, because you should be the last person they're asking. Remember, they no longer have gold membership of you. You're not their romantic partner. They should be going to every other person they know before you. They should never be going to you. Now, if you hear what they have to say and you feel it's reasonable, if you hear what they have to say and you feel it's an emergency and you feel that you can do a good deed, then maybe in rare instances, it could be something that you help them out with. But again, remember point number one, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. By and large, I do not think you should be giving your ex-dumper money, but you will come to the conclusion you do in your unique circumstance. Ultimately, everything we've spoke about today is making sure you as a dumpee maintain your value. You maintain your self-respect and your self-esteem. If you've been dumped, it doesn't matter how much you want them back. You should never get on your hands and knees, metaphorically, and certainly not in realistic terms either. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.